Nick, thanks for joining us. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has announced that she wants new names from county commissioners to fill the District 28 Senate seat last held by Lieutenant Governor Howie Morales. Now, this is really interesting because the counties that were involved in this all came to a consensus vote. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's not a terribly unusual situation, actually. There was a situation a few years back where the Speaker of the House, actually, from Socorro County, resigned before the session began and ended up being replaced by Representative Armstrong up there. And the three counties that were involved in that process, one of which was Socorro County, did a similar thing. All three counties recommended Representative Armstrong, and she ended up being appointed. But, of course, that was Governor Martinez, and this is Governor Lujan Grisham. So I guess it's a new day.
It is a new day, but it's also a new legislative session, and there is nobody filling that seat right now in District 28. How do folks feel about that out there?
Yeah, there's a lot of pushback. I haven't heard it so much from Grant County, although I'm sure there's a lot of concern here, but certainly the folks in Catron County. Oh, I spoke to the commissioners up there on Sunday night, and every single one of them spoke about that a lot, and the folks up in Socorro County. And it really is sort of an unusual situation. It's particularly interesting because the folks in both Catron and Socorro County actually sent a letter to the governor on Monday saying, basically, you know, we made our recommendation, and that's the name that you're going to get, and we think you should just go ahead and make the appointment. So it's sort of a standoff that's shaped up right here. We're waiting to hear from the governor about what she's going to do. I mean, after her first cabinet meeting on Monday, she did tell the Santa Fe New Mexican that she wasn't necessarily opposed to appointing Mr. Ramos. So that's a possibility, but it's a very strange situation, and everyone's sort of holding their breath to see what's going to happen.
Okay, Nick, we will stay updated with that. Also, in the news in Silver City, it was filing day recently for the Silver City Town Council. There are a couple of seats open, and it looks like current councilor Jose Rey Jr. will have an opponent. What's the news on that?
That's right. It's a fellow named Nick Prince, and he owns a business in downtown Silver City, does a lot of computer technology work. Is putting together actually a pretty large makerspace in downtown Silver City, younger fella, and they actually ended up at odds a couple of months ago after Silver City's lighted Christmas parade. If you recall, there was a little kerfluffle about a Confederate flag that was included in the parade, and they ended up sort of at odds about that in a council meeting, and now Mr. Prince has ended up running against Mr. Ray. It's going to be interesting because Jose Rey has deep, deep roots in District 3 in Silver City. His family goes back generations. It's one of the more heavily Hispanic districts in Silver City. And Mr. Prince is relatively new to the community, so it's going to be really interesting to see how this one shakes out.
Okay, Nick, thank you so much for updating us on what's happening there. We are going to move on to CP Thompson. CP, thanks for joining us on the Silver City Report. As we're taping this, we are still in the partial federal government shutdown. Now, some businesses in Grant County are trying to help relieve financial pressure for those who are affected by the shutdown. What do you know with that?
Right. There's a few banks here in Silver City that are helping with those who are affected by the shutdown. One includes Western Bank, extending their dates on existing loans with no fees. First American Bank is also helping with their borrowers, and there's also the New Mexico Gas Company and PNM who are helping out on their utility bills. The town of Silver City is also working with Silver City residents on their bill. And we do have individual people here in Silver City helping, such as a local farmer who is offering free milk to federal workers. So, yeah, Grant County is stepping up to the plate.
Okay, CP, thank you for that update, and we will talk with you all next week on the Silver City Report.